The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, Wednesday, Hump Day, October 12, 2022, the official Columbus Day. Indigenous peoples, jeez. See how our government messes stuff up just because it's go along to get along and they want to just, you know, it's their agenda, folks. Don't fret. And, of course, we've had all the people come out of the woodwork. The historians were saying Christopher Columbus was a murderer and a slave owner. Yeah, does that really affect us right now? Does that really affect the world you live in right now? I wouldn't think so. I think your health is probably number one. And that's why we've got Stephen Harkins with North American Urban Spice coming on in our next hour. And we're doing, because of the fact he's here, 10% off all North American Urban Spice products. So that you can stock up on your immune system now. You got to stock up. This is number one. Your health is the most important thing, because without it, you're not listening, because you're not here. And we need you here. And of course, you get free shipping from the Power Mall when you purchase a colon cleanse set from the Power Mall. One bottle of Oxy Powder and one bottle of Latero Flora. No code necessary, because the discounts get applied in your cart. Now, if you want to make money with the Power Hour, we have the Power Mall affiliate program. And this is an excellent way to generate more revenue in your pocket by placing our banner on your website and giving your dedicated affiliate link to friends and family to shop. And we do all the work. You do nothing but just provide the link. The Power Mall is going to provide you with all the links you need to be able to track the sales that you originate. And if you're interested, you go to thepowermall.com, go to the affiliate info link, and get information there. Email support at thepowermall.com for information about signing up. We will hook you up. Now, for all of you just joining us on Rents Radio, we appreciate that. A big thank you to Jeff Rents for having us back on. Hopefully, you know, we're just jiving and chiming, and, you know, everybody listens to Rents Radio a time or two, and they listen to Jeff's program, which repeats itself a lot, in case you miss it. And, of course, we're also proud to partner with Lion Energy. We talked to Frank Davis the other day about that, power solutions for everyday needs. Now, here's the thing. They got solar panels. They make the emergency generators. All those ones that you hear about and know about were made by Lion Energy. And now, when you went and shopped at the food storage place, did they give you a discount? No. But, see, if you call 385-375-8191, and use the code POWERHOUR, you get a discount. Now, if you want to do online ordering, we've got banners for Lion Energy on both thepowerhour.com and thepowermall.com. And all you got to do is click there and browse what you need. Now, I understand that this can be, you know, craziness, because you're looking at this stuff going, oh, I'm like totally in the dark. What do I do? What do I order? You see, that's why they've got technicians that can answer your phone call and help you design your system. It's that easy. But then, you know, you got to remember, EMP shield, and there's a reason why. Because there is an EMP device to protect your solar panels, an EMP device to protect your inverter, and an EMP device to protect your batteries. Because there is no sense in having a solar panel system on your home, unless you're able to store the energy that you produce. It's kind of crazy. And then when you go to use your flashlight and there's no batteries in it, you go, duh. I mean, that's kind of the same logic. Got to put batteries in the thing to make it work, which is one of the reasons why they have financing. So not to worry. You don't have to come up with big chunks of cash out of pocket. They got financing available. And, of course, we're also hooked up with MyPillow, and you use the code POWERHOUR at checkout on MyPillow.com/POWERHOUR. Or if you want to talk to a human being and use that same code, 800-596-9135. And, of course, you can sign up for our newsletter. And if you haven't, I mean, there's a ton of news today. You know, some days we think, there's no news. And then all of a sudden, bam, and there's a lot of news. Things happen overnight. Things happen after we're off the air. Things that we think you should know. Things we think you can critically think about and analyze. I'm also on Substack, by the way, at davekrieger.substack.com. And it was interesting talking to John Tater yesterday, who's running for sheriff in Wayne County, Michigan. That's the 19th most populated county. And he even bought my books, the Clouded Titles Mayday Edition and the Quiet Title War Manual with a picture of a sniper on the front. There's a reason why there's a picture of a sniper on the front. Because, see, attorneys have been trained to in law school to do the shotgun approach. If you know the difference between a rifle and a shotgun, well, a sniper rifle shoots a bullet at a target. It is specific. That's what we look at. What specific thing can we target that we know is going to work? As opposed to, it's the old spaghetti noodle theory. Let's throw all these different counts or causes of action at a wall and see which one sticks. See, this is what they're taught in law school, folks. I've had attorneys admit it to me because I've interviewed hundreds of them all over the United States of America. And so, you know, when you look at what we talk about on this show, it's because the amount of back channel education that we get by doing research is extremely important, which is why we're thanking everybody for making donations to the Power Hour or buying products from the Power Mall, because that's what keeps us on the air and allows us to continue to do the research to get you the facts. Now, John was also mentioning yesterday that he lost his rental property in court, and I sat there thinking about it, and I thought, you know, you got outmaneuvered. You got out-procedured. You see, these lawyers for these foreclosure mills know all about procedure. They have been trained. They have networks of law firms that all band together. They have Zoom conferences. They have get-togethers where they personally exchange thoughts and ideas and come up with game plans to screw homeowners in court. That's what they do. And they're making money doing it. And when a homeowner wakes up and he realizes what's going on and he understands the system, I mean, I've got people that have my books that have been fighting their foreclosure for over 14 years. And when you see stuff like that go on, it's like, wow, this guy's really frustrating the banks and he's renting his property out. He actually moved away from his property. He lives in another place, mortgage free, and he's renting his property out and making a monthly income while he's fighting the bank. The wheels of justice grind slowly. So if you can make an extra 12, 24, 36 months worth of income renting your property, I mean, heck of a deal, isn't it? But see, you got to know how the system, got to know how the game's played. It's like you jump into one big giant sandbox and you got to know who's going to kick sand in your face and when. And if you don't, then this is when you get screwed. So this is one of the reasons why we talk about stuff like this, because we have critical thinkers that listen to the show that understand that right now, and it's being fabricated, they don't want you to know that we are in the middle of another foreclosure crisis. They don't want you to know that, but we are. I look at the foreclosure ads every morning, and they just keep going up and up and up. Some of these, there's like 9 or 10 advertisements that I get copies of that are posted all over the country, Minnesota, Alabama, Rochester, New York. I mean, you name it, they're all over the place. And this is how I know. I just take that figure of however many there are, and I basically multiply that times 10 for each state. And then, you see, you got to do the math on this, because some counties have more, some counties have less. Sometimes there are days when there are no foreclosures filed. Other times there are days when there's 10 or 15 or 20 foreclosures filed. It depends on the county. In world news, China's tech presents a huge threat to freedom, according to the UK intelligence chief. The chief of Britain's Signals Intelligence Agency is accusing China of using economic and technological means to crush dissent at home and force compliance abroad, according to transcripts of a speech released ahead of schedule. This is what he's going to do. He's going to get up in front of the United Kingdom's government communications headquarters. He's going to address them and others and tell them all about it. Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, president of the UAE, United Arab Emirates, met with Putin in St. Petersburg to discuss friendly relations and common interests. What do you think the UAE's friendly relations was all about? Yeah, if you're thinking how to screw the U.S., you got it. That's exactly what it is. Biden goes over, kisses the Sheikh of Saudi Arabia's ring. What does that sound like? Wants to increase oil production, bring down prices at the pump. And the cartel says, you know what? We're going to cut production by over a million barrels a day. Oops, a little counterproductive, don't you think? What a moron. I don't know which is worse, him kissing the leader's ring or Obama going over there and saying, I'm sorry to everybody and apologizing for America. He really hates America. I got one simple question you can all ask. Why does he still live here? Yeah, why does he move somewhere else if he likes socialism so much? There's plenty of socialist countries. Could move to Venezuela, could move to Russia, could move any number of places where he would be more at home with his agenda. But nope, he wants to hang out in Martha's Vineyard and have his little place in Hawaii and flaunt his money, let everybody know how he and his wifey are doing with their birthday party with no masks on. Yeah. Chinese-controlled government, by the way, of Hong Kong, announced last week, are you ready for this? They're going to give away 500,000 free airline tickets worth $254.8 million U.S. to tourists and business travelers next year as part of a plan to revitalize the nation's ravaged tourism industry after 2 years of fierce Chinese coronavirus travel restrictions. Well, my question is, knowing what you know about China, why would you want to go there? Chance, what's going on this morning, sir, in West Virginia?
Yes, hello, Dave Meister. Three quick points. You mentioned indigenous people. See, this is why these woke imbeciles piss me off. They'd rather swap Columbus for indigenous peoples. Do they mean the indigenous peoples who ripped out their fellow citizens' hearts and practice child sacrifice in their religions? No, they don't mention that. See? Well, I got something to say to these dopes. Everybody's got blood on their hands. Everybody. We're all sinners. This is how stupid they are. That's why they aggravate me. That's number one. Number two, Dave, you mentioned Jeff Rentz. Jeff Rentz is a hero. He sacrifices so much for his listeners. He's truly an American hero, a man with a good heart, and I have to agree with you there. And last, Dave, but not least, you had that sheriff on yesterday, a good man. I wish him the best of luck. But, you know, I checked out Wayne County, and it's so diverse and such a large criminal element that I fail to see how they're going to jump on board with him, considering I don't think in that kind of area they want a man who stands for the Constitution, with the exception of a few people. They want to continue their criminal life. What is your response to that, Dave?
Well, I just, you know, I have to look at the fact that people get sick and tired of being shot at and risk going out and losing life and limb. I got to think at some point that even Democrats that say that they're not woke, that are a little more moderate than the extremists, they're at some point going to say, hey, you know what? I'm tired of this. I'm going to vote this guy in and see what happens. It's, you know, what harm could it do? It'd be like voting for the lesser of two evils. Right now, we're not safe. Maybe this guy will make it safe. Let's give him a chance. You know, just like Tulsi.
I know.
Tulsi. Every time Tulsi gets on Tucker, Tulsi starts talking like a conservative. And I'm like, I predicted this a long time ago. She was going to dump the Democratic Party. She just behaves too much like a conservative. She's a constitutionalist. She's a loyalist to the government. She serves in the military. You know, God love her. You know, I think she's a wonderful person. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if Trump or DeSantis said, hey, I want you to be my VP running mate. I wouldn't be a bit surprised.
Two quick responses, if I may, Dave. First of all, I'm going to keep that fine gentleman in my prayers, that sheriff, that he gets elected. That's number one. And number two, though, about Tulsi, I don't know, Dave. Let me tell you why. She might have switched from Democrat to Republican, but she's still a CFR member, so I don't know. I have many doubts about her.
Yeah, I get it. I get it, but the thing is that I don't think she's quite announced that she's Republican. I haven't heard that. I just heard she's leaving the Democratic Party, but I see the conservative viewpoints. It's just that if she doesn't stick to the Constitution, then she's no better off than all the rhinos that are in there. That's pretty much where I'm at with her. I still think she is if we have to vote for the lesser of two evils, I would put her in the place of Kamala Harris any day of the week.
I know, but Dave, I'm getting so tired of voting for the lesser of two evils. You know,
I know.
I really am. I'm getting exhausted with it. It's a letdown after letdown after letdown. Well, we'll see. I hope it's not a trick, just to fool our side again. I mean, they're good at doing this. And with that, Dave, thanks for taking my call.
God bless you, Chance.
Now.
Thanks for bless you too. Thanks for the observations, Chance. We appreciate that. See, this is what I'm talking about, critical thinking. See, you posit questions that actually make sense. What if, what if, what if? You know, I get that, and it's okay. That's what we do here, 844-769-2944. That's why the phone lines are open. You Rinse Radio people out there listening to us, you're welcome to call in, too. This isn't just for people listening to thepowerhour.com on their internet or listening by phone. You know, it's not like that. I mean, we invite everybody to call in. Doesn't matter what your opinion is. Could be different from my opinion. We can agree to disagree. It's okay. Maybe we'll totally agree. You know, we like to toss ideas around because, see, this is what we haven't been doing since they tried to lock us down and stifle our thought process and program us with BS. That's what they use the mainstream media for, to fool everybody. And now we got even 17-year-olds of Congress people, Democratic Congress people in Illinois that all of a sudden just die of heart problems. Oh, but they took the jab. Oh, but that didn't cause it. Nah, just wait till the parents croak. Wait till they start dropping like flies. Yeah, you just go right out there and inject your kids, mommies, and see just how far you get. If you don't want grandkids, that's a great way to start, because we already know from statistics how messed up things are with this mRNA vaccine. You know, the big question in U.S. politics these days is Biden intentionally trying to start World War III? I mean, let's just, you know, scorched earth policy of those who want to build back better after the Great Reset. Yeah. See, here's the thing. Mutual assured destruction doesn't work for anybody. And if Biden and his cronies are taking all of their talking points from the Brzezinski clan, you know, the Trilats, the CFR, you know, I mean, Brzezinski's, and I'm talking about Zbigniew, his son Mark is a member of the Trilats, and he's current ambassador to Poland. And what do you think's going on right now with Poland? Poland's president just asked to have nukes based in its territory. So you want to talk about the Cuban Missile Crisis and relate that? Here you got Poland's president. Poland is bordering what? You know, Putin's territory. And what do you think is going to happen when they start putting U.S. nukes in Poland? You see, tit for tat, and then somebody gets crazy and pushes that button. Mm-hmm. I mean, John Bolton, War Hawk, former national security advisor under Trump. I don't know why Trump hired that moron. He's calling for an outright regime change in Russia, not just throwing Putin out, but the entire government system. Just wishful thinking. You see, everybody's got ideas about how they want to control things, and they don't need world leaders and the Great Reset and Klaus Schwab and all those wishful thinkers telling them what to do. They all sit in their little committee meetings and come up with these idealistic things that make sense to them, but when you try to apply that to the real world, yeah, not like they seem. One thing we do know for sure is the major U.S. airport websites were taken offline by Russian hackers. That's who the blame is being assessed at. Let's see, who got hacked? Let's see, Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson. Let's see, we got Chicago O'Hare, Midway. Wow. LAX? Yeah. Oh, but there's no operational disruptions, according to all the authorities that are overseeing them as they're trying to fix their websites. Oh, my. Craziness, isn't it? Trump says the Biden administration has to confront China over the U.S. fentanyl crisis. You really think they will? No. And why not? Because the death toll continues to climb. Even though the CDC says 107,622 drug overdose deaths last year, I got to ask that. How the hell do they know? Here's something else I got to ask. If Trump says the crisis cannot continue, then everybody's pretty much saying, well, it is going to continue because Trump said it can't. So we have to make sure that it continues to. You see, it's all tit for tat. It's just like what's going on with the January 6th committee out on their fishing expeditions, hauling in everybody and his brother trying to get dirt on Trump. You see, this is what they're doing out of desperation. The Supreme Court yesterday vacated an appeals court decision that required Pennsylvania to count mail-in ballots even if there's no date on the envelope. Yeah. The judgment is vacated. The case is remanded to the U.S. Court of Appeals of the Third Circuit with instructions to dismiss the case as moot, wrote Justices Sonia Sotomayor and Ketanji Brown Jackson, siding with David Ritter, an unsuccessful Republican candidate for a judgeship. Amazing how that works. Ritter lost his 2021 bid to serve on the Lehigh County Court of Common Pleas after 257 mail-in ballots that didn't have dates were counted. So Pennsylvania Republican legislators and conservatives filed amicus briefs saying that the Third Circuit's ruling threatened the integrity of the 2022 midterm elections. Well, here's something else. If you haven't been paying attention, election integrity is a huge issue in Secretary of State races and all over the place. If you look at the number of lawsuits being filed right now having to do with election results and whether somebody got on the ballot right or whether somebody, you know, didn't have enough signatures. I mean, the number of lawsuits around election time is getting crazy. We will be back after this break to talk about White House and Pentagon officials training Chinese stocks on Wall Street while mulling a blacklist. Hell yeah, there's a report out. You're going to love this. Dave Krieger on the Power Hour. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregarisp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature. Unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
33 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, Wednesday, October 12th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. The Justice Department has asked the Supreme Court to reject former President Trump's bid to have the court intervene in a dispute over documents seized from his Mar-a-Lago resort 2 months ago. That involved the special master, those 100 documents that were allegedly marked classified. If this was the issue, we're talking about 100 documents that were among some 11,000 records that FBI agents seized on August 8th with this vague warrant of theirs. Again, what really blows me out, and you're going to find this out, a lot of these FBI officials, at least two of them that we know of, who warned Facebook of Russian disinfo before Hunter laptop bombshell, are Democrat donors. And here you got to wonder about the bias and weaponization of the DOJ. You got to wonder about that, based on the fact that you've got people out there that are, if they don't like working for the current person in charge, then, they don't need to be there. They got to put their loyalty. I mean, I always thought when you went to work for somebody, you were loyal to them until they do something to cause you not to trust them. And that works both ways. Not just the employee, but the employer as well. And of course, what really burns me is they can send Martha Stewart to prison for insider trading. Yet high-ranking Pentagon and White House officials were trading in Chinese stocks, even as their offices were tasked with considering the companies for blacklisting, according to a new report. More than 2,600 government employees owned or traded stocks whose prices would rise or fall depending on their actions. Well, see, that smacks of insider trading. And of course, it's not being investigated. Why? Because they're padding their pockets. They're using their positions in power. We're talking Department of Defense, Department of State, the White House. Yeah. More than 400 owned or traded in Chinese stocks of those 2,600 federal officials. The Defense Department was among the federal agencies with the most officials who invested in Chinese stocks, even as the Pentagon in recent years has shifted its focus to countering China, according to the report. Yeah, sit there and make light of things. You see, didn't the Clintons do this before? Where you sit there and, I think I'm going to audit and take a look at this company. And all of a sudden, their stock drops. And then all of a sudden, people start buying it, including Hillary. Remember that? And then all of a sudden, Bill comes out, well, I just reevaluated my position with this, and I don't think that we're going to audit this company after all. And the stock goes back up. And they cash out. Yeah, you see, that's how it's made. Now, when you've got people in the know, in the government, that are making money off of this, you see, that's the crap I'm talking about that has to stop. And they've got insider information. And if the fact of the matter is that the stock is dropping and rising based on their trading practices, they're manipulating the market. That is a crime, folks. Last time I checked. Is the SEC investigating him? No. Here's something interesting. Federal judges, this is one of the significant things that Trump did when he was in office. He put 187 federal judges on the bench. Well, 14 of them now will not hire law clerks who are graduates of Yale Law School due to the hysterical woke behavior that more than 400 students exhibited earlier this year in shutting down a free speech event featuring Alliance Defending Freedom. Judge Elizabeth Branch has become the 14th judge in the federal circuits to refuse to hire law clerks from Yale over free speech concerns, according to a report by National Review. So there you have it, woke and jobless, all because of your agenda. Nah, hope it was worth it. Wonder how many of these woke and jobless have student loans they got to pay on. I guarantee you they won't be flipping burgers. Maybe there's a paralegal position for some of them out there. Law degree. Wow. Yeah, so we can get woke and go firebomb cars. Yeah. Yeah, there are attorneys that were woke in 2020 that were firebombing cars during the riots. They're being prosecuted. In Florida, meanwhile, the Sanibel Causeway, which was damaged by Hurricane Ian, is going to be reopening to civilians this month. It's already open to emergency vehicles, according to Governor DeSantis. This, of course, this causeway connects Sanibel and Captiva to Florida's mainland. It collapsed and was damaged in three different areas due to Ian, which hit the West Coast before exiting on the East Coast and making a second U.S. landfall up in the Carolinas. Well, and of course, you know, this is what all of the morons in the woke government say. Oh, yeah, it's the climate change. No, no. See, all of us critical thinkers are thinking, maybe they manipulated the storm to come ashore where Republican voters are so they can disrupt the elections. Or maybe it was just geoengineering just to trash Florida because we don't like the way Florida is acting to Biden. You never know why they're doing it. And who's got control of it? You can only suspect. And, you know, if you get really crazy out there with it, they call you a what? A conspiracy theorist. And then if you act on your beliefs, then all of a sudden, not only are you a racist, a misogynist, a climate denier, and a bigot, all of a sudden you could be labeled a domestic terrorist. Wow, what a label that is. Just because you disagree with something makes you that, right? Again, I go, is that the best you got? Government is necessary to do the will of we the people and not the other way around. And I think this government that's in power at present has forgotten that. And anybody who says we have a democracy is fooling themselves and apparently doesn't care about our Constitution. It's a republic. We don't say into the democracy for which it stands, do we? These people seem to forget that. That makes them hypocritical because they can sit there and put their hand on their heart. Well, wait a minute. Obama didn't do that. You know, here's the thing. Some people love America. Some people hate America. And those who hate America, why are you here? My dad always used to say, if you don't like the way we do things here, you can move to Russia. I said, gee, you sound like an authoritarian, Dad. Or hot coffee. Republican states, by the way, because of this ESG garbage that's coming out here, these investment policies, Republican states have withdrawn over $1 billion from BlackRock. That's not enough, guys. You need to totally withdraw from Vanguard, State Street, BlackRock. You need to get rid of all of your holdings in those and invest them elsewhere. Anytime you're running into an asset manager that has ESG-aligned investment policies, you know, like financial firms boycotting the oil and gas industry, you need to get rid of it. See, oil and gas right now is what's working because we have it. Those who would do the Green Energy New Deal have no plan. When you have no plan and you go cutting off your nose to spite your face, I think that's the old term my dad used to use. By all of a sudden telling oil and gas, well, you can't produce anymore because you're polluting and we can't have that. Well, what substitute, sleepy hair sniffer Joe, do you have for us? He doesn't have one. He can't even think of one. You know why he can't think of one? Because he's suffering from stage one Alzheimer's, I think, don't you? Oh, believe it or not, did you know Russia has added Facebook to its list of terrorist organizations? Oh, my. Yeah, the country's Federal Financial Monitoring Service, ROSFIN, announced yesterday Facebook's been added to the terrorist list. According to the report by Russian government news network Sputnik. Comrade, we must hold Facebook accountable. They are a terrorist network. You get moose, I get squirrel. But Boris! Hey, Rocky, watch me pull the rabbit out of my hat. That trick never works. Of course it doesn't. You see, it's the rope-a-dope. Tit for tat, folks. That's how it works. Well, blow me downhill. Where's me spinach? ICE, by the way, did you know the Department of Homeland Security agencies have issued more than 255,000 smartphones to illegal aliens? Why? Because the phones are trackable. And the individual is responsible for checking in with ICE on a regular basis, often by sending a geotagged photo of themselves. Hi, I'm here on Martha's Vineyard having a wild time. You know, most of the phones were issued to single adults. Huh. Single adults. Wonder why that is. Yeah, they're totally just blowing everything as far as the law goes. They don't care. They got control of the DOJ. They're not going to prosecute any of their own people for violating constitutional rights of us to be safe and secure in our persons and papers. This is why you have Florida sheriffs like Grady Judd out there telling people that if they come to your door, they try to loot, shoot them, turn them into grated cheese. I think Swiss cheese is probably what he meant. Grated cheese is, well, you know the difference. You're critical thinkers. You got this. Merck, by the way, is opting to develop and sell cancer vaccines with Moderna. Yeah, you know what they're going to do? They're going to develop and potentially sell a personalized mRNA vaccine for a $250 million upfront payment, sending the vaccine maker's shares up over 8%. You see how they manipulate the market? They just come out with something new like this, and all of a sudden, all the government people that we just talked about start investing in big pharma. Yeah. They want to come out with non-COVID vaccines, which include influenza vaccines and respiratory syncytial virus shots. And, well, and because they know that a majority of the country are stupid. I mean, I don't know any other way to put it. They're stupid and they're going to buy into every single thing. They believe the government is their savior. And if the government said so and the media said so, they believe everything they see and hear. Of course, they've had, you know, what, 2.5 years of being shut in and programmed by the mainstream media to absorb all this and come to believe it's true, even though Deborah Birx just put out a book, which we don't want you buying. That woman doesn't deserve a dime after lying to the American people. But yet there are people out there that think that, oh, this is wonderful. They're going to develop a vaccine, an mRNA vaccine to stop cancer. Excuse me. Last time I checked, the statistics were showing that anybody who got the jab for COVID, all of a sudden there's an increase in cancers. Wow. Wonder how that works. Yep. It's mRNA, folks. If you haven't been studying this stuff, you should be. See, now you got something new you can share with your friends and say, how, aren't you excited? They're coming out with a cancer vaccine. Would you take it? Oh, yes. We have to do something to prevent. Yeah, like Gardasil. Yeah. That little fracas. Nah. Yeah, let's ask that Illinois congressman how he feels in a couple of years about his daughter, 17-year-old daughter, passing away of a heart arrhythmia. She got the jab. Yeah, let's see if we can change his mind in a couple of years. You know that old song, Rat by Rat, called Round and Round? What goes around comes around. Yeah, you know what they say about karma. Now we're talking about colonoscopies. A new study on colon cancer screening effectiveness. Despite the findings of a large European study suggesting the benefits of colonoscopies may not be as strong as thought, doctors in the US say screening does detect colorectal cancer and saves lives. This is the 10-year study published over the weekend in the New England Journal of Medicine, found that colonoscopies cut the risk of colon cancer by about a fifth, 20%, far below the estimates from earlier scientific studies. And then you got to wonder about this flexible tube being inserted through the, oh, I'm going to use Esther's line here, anal sphincter, didn't help significantly reduce the risk of colon cancer deaths. And why do they do it? Because it makes money for the doctors, which is one of the reasons why we're so big on the colon cleanse, which you can get free shipping on when you buy a bottle of Oxy powder and one bottle of Latera Flora from the Power Mall, like we are doing. I think we just got ours at the mail stop today, so that's a good thing. Looking forward to doing that. Solar energy firms are struggling as demand goes through the roof. And why is that? I mean, these are solar panel firms in Scotland. They are not able to meet demand. Consumers and business costs are going up through the roof, which is driving it. You know, the cost of utilities, it's driving it. Because they cut off their nose to spite their face. So everybody is jumping to buy solar panels. And see, that's in Scotland. And you see, one of the reasons why the Power Hour and the Power Mall teamed up with Lion Energy is because, one, they have the products. Two, they have a team that can sit down and evaluate what your needs are. And three, we're not to that point yet. However, those who have the preparedness mindset, well, if you're not looking into this now, you should be. because if the same thing that's happening over there in the EU and Europe and in the UK and Scotland starts happening here and the utilities, I mean, I hear some people bitching and complaining that their electric bills are $300 and $400 a month now. It's like, wow, that's a lot. My electric bills are under $100 a month, and I'm not even on solar yet. I'm trying to go to net zero. How successful do you think I'll be when my electric bills are under $100 a month? I think pretty good. So, you know, we're talking to Lion Energy about that. And, of course, we want to put EMP shields on it to protect them just in case what Hair Sniffer Joe says comes true. In our email blast you're going to be getting, we have some winter gardening do's and don'ts, what to do in a garden in winter. There's plenty of the do's and don'ts, which may surprise you, especially if you live in a colder climate, which is one of the reasons why I did a little research and included that in your email blast. If you're not subscribing to it, you need to be, because gardening needs to become part of your lifestyle. Don't keep putting it off. Get your compost pile going. Get your soil beefed up, because the better your soil is, you heard Marjorie Wildcraft on our show telling you, the better your soil is and the more compost resilient it is, the less bugs and weeds you're going to have. Recycling soil you've used already into your compost. Hey, Todd, our board op, just, we were talking about this beforehand. He said they've been doing this for a long time, recycling their garden soil. They take their soil and pull all the roots out for all the stuff that they grew in their last bumper crop, and then threw that soil into the compost bin and recycled it, and then brought it all back out. Gee, what a novel idea. You see, those kinds of tips and tricks are the things that we want you to engage in on our forum here at the Power Hour, because we're all about solutions. In COVID-related news, the Lancet COVID-19 Commission has published an article about the lessons learned from the pandemic. As of May 31st, 2022, they say 6.9 million deaths were reported, but the estimate excess death toll is about 17.2 million, based on data from the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation at the University of Washington. I can tell you right now, if there's only 1% being reported on the VAERS, multiply that figure times 100. Yeah, we're looking at a whole lot more than just 17.2 million. And then you're looking at the adverse events, like what happened to the congressman's daughter in Illinois, the 17-year-old. Yeah, that's going to become a whole lot more common, especially the more people believe what the government tells them and run out and get the jab. You stupid parents out there, I'm not going to do the I told you so speech. It would sound very heartless of me to say that I hope you learn a hard lesson when your kid dies about how stupid you were taking him and getting him jabbed. You know, I can't find it in my heart to go after them on that point, even though I'm thinking about it in the back of my head. It's like, man, why are they doing this? Why are they buying into this garbage? They don't know any better. They think the government is their savior. They've lost touch with God. Even though there's a new report out, more millennials now are attending church now before than the pandemic when it struck. Christianity Today's October issue found more millennials are going to church, more so now than before the pandemic. Because why? Because we're returning to normal. But you bought into that garbage and you stayed home and you watched as your religious leaders were being arrested and thrown in jail because they were hosting super spreader events. You see the big lie? I mean, and now here we have the Lancet COVID-19 Commission report, 6 reasons COVID response was a massive global failure. Yeah, not enough people took the jab is because we got a lot of critical thinkers out there. Meanwhile, a group of Republican lawmakers has sent letters to the NIH and the National Science Foundation requesting them to halt federal funding to Echo Health Alliance. This is the bunch that gave Wuhan Lab that money. Of course, you know, EchoHealth's president, Peter Daszak, called the questioning inappropriate and heinous. Yeah, whatever. We all know better, don't we? In fact, a Pfizer executive said earlier in the week that neither she nor other Pfizer officials knew whether its COVID vaccine would actually stop transmission before entering the market last year. Wow. Oh, they had to move at the speed of science to know what's taking place in the market. Speed of science, my ass. Yeah, look how much money they made. And they keep pumping all that commercial advertising into the marketplace so that people will sit at home and, oh, I must have that. I have to talk to my doctor. I have to self-diagnose. I have to sit at home and self-diagnose because I need more of those commercial big pharma drugs, which is why we have the Power Mall. Abnormal blood clotting was one of the first mysterious health effects to emerge out of the COVID pandemic, first as an effect of the natural infection and later as a side effect of the jab. Remember all those blood clots they were digging out of people? They weren't digging them out when they were living. Nope. They were on the autopsy table when they dug those out. Israeli researchers have also linked the Pfizer jab with a rare blood clotting disorder. A Swedish study found two doses of the COVID jab were 43% protective against Omicron at week four. By week 14, protection dropped to zero. So what's in the mRNA jab? COVID jab Swedes had a higher risk of death or hospitalization from COVID roughly a year after getting their second dose. And now we've got lethal myocarditis and encephalitis, heart and brain inflammation. Yep. This isn't over yet, folks. There's going to be more deaths. People are going to be dropping like flies in the future. You watch. Yours truly predicted it. We've also got some items in here on 10 questions to ask a shelter about before you adopt a dog. And Kanye West, apparently his video shows Tucker Carlson cut the rapper's anti-Semitic and wild fake children conspiracy remarks out of their interview. Huh. Makes you wonder, doesn't it? Oh, by the way, Angela Lansbury passed away at 96 yesterday. Just thought you ought to know. We will be back with Stephen Harkins after the top of the hour break here on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
World do we live in? ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.